Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. How many of you out there are morning people? Do you like to get up early? Maybe to exercise or see the sunrise? A friend recently said that sunrise and sunset were her favorite times of the day because she can see the beauty of God's creations. That was kind of a cool thing. Today we want to share with you a story about a student on a college campus one winter morning. This story was told by Elder Bruce D. Porter of the 70, and it's from General Conference, April 2013, and his talk was entitled Beautiful Mornings. Here's the story in his own words.
When I was a student at Brigham Young University, I lived in a house with several young men. My roommate, Bruce, was the most optimistic person I have ever known. We never once heard him say anything negative about any person or any circumstance, and it was impossible not to feel buoyed up in his presence. His good cheer flowed from an abiding trust in the Savior and in his gospel. One cold, wintry day, another friend of mine, Tom, was walking across the university campus. It was only 7 in the morning, and the campus was deserted and dark. Heavy snow was falling with a brisk wind. What miserable weather, Tom thought. He walked further, and out in the darkness and snow, he heard someone singing. Sure enough, through the driving snow came our ever-optimistic friend, Bruce. With his arms outstretched to the sky, he was singing a number from the Broadway musical, Oklahoma. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. In the intervening years, that bright voice in a dark storm has become for me a symbol of what faith and hope are all about.
That's a great story. You imagine a college campus in the winter and it's dark and cold, and then all of a sudden you hear this outburst of singing of this Broadway song. It's such a great reminder that the glass is either half full or half empty. It's really how we choose to view a particular situation. He says a little bit later in that talk that even in a darkening world, we may rejoice in the knowledge that a beautiful morning lies ahead, the dawn of the millennial day when the Son of God shall rise in the east and reign again on the earth. That's a great reminder that great things are in store, despite some of the disturbing things that we might see around us. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Born, and it's featuring Catherine Nelson. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
I was raised to be brave. Stand up and stand out to wear my name like I know the people I came from and who I am now. There's a banner held to the sky. Down through the ages it's been held high. And I found fearless blood in my veins. Makes me the lightning every time it rains. 'Cause I was born to stand tall. I was born to face the wind. I was born to feel heartbreak and heal again. Born to open up my heart, raise my hands and sing. I was born to feel the measure of my wings, to be a light in the storm. Children's eyes. so they can run through the field and feel that sweet wind lift their dreams. 'Cause we were born to stand tall. We were born to face the wind. We were born to feel heartbreak and heal again. Born to open up our hearts, raise our hands. You were born to face the wind. You were born to feel heartbreak.